Hi everyone, I'm Brian Peters, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 121. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this week, we're covering one of the biggest trends in social media over the last 2 years, Instagram stories. Whether you're using stories to build brand awareness as an advertising platform or are simply looking to get started, we'll be chatting about how to create thumb-stopping stories content that will wow your audience.
It's happening, Haley. I feel myself gravitating more and more towards the stories format on Instagram than ever before, and I know a lot of people feel the same way. It's an amazing opportunity for brands and businesses, and so this should be a great show filled with actionable advice.
Let's kick off the show.
As a marketer or business owner, a big part of your role is to build awareness of your brand and drive conversions on various marketing channels, including social media. This could mean creating an engaging video for Facebook, planning out and scheduling your tweets for the week, writing a thought-provoking article on LinkedIn Pulse, the list goes on. You do all of this because you want to use the unique native features of each channel to connect with your audience. You want everyone to have the best possible experience every time they interact with your brand.
And in 2018 and beyond, there's a good chance this means you're also creating content for Instagram stories. More than a combined 500 million people use the stories format each day, meaning it's an amazing opportunity for your business to reach your customers on social media. However, creating fresh content for stories can be incredibly time-consuming, and there are only so many hours in the day.
I'll tell you, Haley, we've absolutely been there.
Yeah, and at Buffer, we create new content for stories daily. We know how that seemingly simple task of creating a story's advertisement, highlight cover, or graphic soon becomes incredibly daunting. So before we even kick off this episode, we have a super fun new tool to share with you all. It's called Stories Creator, and it officially launched this week. Stories Creator allows you to create thumb-stopping Instagram stories content in a quick and lightweight way.
Could not be more excited for this, Haley. When building this tool, we wanted to focus on the foundation of a good story, the simple elements that keep our attention. This simplicity is what Stories Creator is all about. And as we'll talk about in this episode, you don't need complicated or detailed stories content to be successful. All you need is something to tell a good story. So if you're interested, go check out our brand new tool right now at buffer.com/stories-creator.
Alrighty. So what makes for thumb-stopping Instagram stories content, you might ask? And what makes for a good story? First, it starts with an understanding of what you can accomplish. Do you want to drive traffic to your website, build a relationship with your audience, educate, entertain? The best part is, you can do it all. You just have to make sure that you tailor your stories to fit the goal you're trying to accomplish.
At Buffer, for example, we use stories to discuss our latest blog post, take our community behind the scenes, share social media stats and data, and lots more. But behind every great piece of story content is the story itself. What story are you trying to tell about your business? If you're trying to sell a product, what's the story behind your product? Who uses it? What does it look like in real life?
There are so many great examples out there of brands telling their story. Restaurants might show how their dishes are prepared with the head chef. Sports teams might share training sessions with fans or take them into the locker room. Fashion experts might demonstrate how to put together the perfect outfit. You'll notice that's different than simply telling their audience about their product. They're crafting a whole story.
And think about telling stories in terms of format as well. Use the story's slideshow style format to piece together an experience with a beginning, middle, and an end. This will increase your content's completion rate. It'll also help people remember your message. And a side note here, that's why we often recommend posting your story slides all at once so that they appear and disappear together within the 24 hours. It makes it seem a lot more cohesive and it actually feels like a story.
Great point. And I was going to mention being authentic here next, but we talk about that almost every episode, so we'll skip that for now. But another key point for creating great stories content is to provide value. Social media audiences want the brands they follow to provide them with information, education, and/or entertainment. Value is telling your followers how to do something that makes life easier or better, i.e. information. Value is making your followers feel something, and that one would be entertainment.
Exactly. And we as marketers and business owners have our work cut out for us on social media. Compared to friends and family, your followers are much more picky when it comes to brands and businesses. If you can provide consistent value, your audience will come back, spread your content, and you will grow. And it's so much easier to do this on Instagram stories these days since they don't have, you know, the 24-hour rule for content on your phone. Remember when you had to like make sure you posted it within 24 hours? You can literally plan your content days and weeks in advance, giving you a lot more time to make sure it's just right.
Agreed. No need to rush into stories content. Aim to make each one better than the last. So let's talk about some actual design tactics here that will make the visual part of your stories stand out. And then we'll get into some tactical stuff you can do on stories to maximize reach. First is just to keep your designs simple. That's right, to tell a powerful story, simplicity is best. In fact, The Guardian tested hundreds of stories and found that simple static graphics and quick explainer videos outperformed their professionally produced videos.
Today, all The Guardian uses are simple background images, a short bit of copy, and some stickers and whatnot, which we'll talk about later, and that's it. And they're seeing 2 to 3 times the results that they did with expensive, more produced videos. Another thing we like to recommend in terms of design is to keep a consistent theme.
This really goes for all of your social media, but it's even more true with stories. Keeping to a consistent theme makes it easier to create stories graphics, since you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time you're creating a new stories graphic. But it also helps to create a style that will help your followers recognize your brand immediately.
Exactly. You'll want to pay attention to things like style of the images or videos you use, color combinations, layout, fonts, and more. The North Face, for example, uses the same font color, and style of images in most of their stories, which creates a really cool and great look and feel.
That's really all there is to it. Remember that people watch your stories for a reason. You can experiment with content, but try and keep your design consistent. That way, when you look at your metrics like reach, completion rate, and swipe ups, you can really dig into what works and what doesn't with stories, and that will help you consistently improve over time.
All right, since you mentioned experiment with content, Haley, I wanted to give everyone 6 ideas for the types of content they can create. Really quick, lightning round before the next section. One is to create tutorials. You can go behind the scenes, share breaking news or product updates, create listicles or fun sequences, host a takeover, share some Q&A, and so much more. Those are all just the start of what you can do with stories.
Love it. I mean, it's just really a combo of like simplicity and creativity with stories. On to one of my favorite things to talk about with Instagram stories, and that's all of the fun things you can do with the native features within the app. I'm talking stickers, GIFs, tags, everything else. And believe it or not, these are not just gimmicks. They can help your business improve your reach and discoverability and even follower size. They also help your content stand out as well. Just because it's simple does not mean it cannot be awesome.
I think we just came up with a tagline, Haley.
I love it.
But they absolutely can. And the first thing every business should know or should be using in every single story is the location tag. This one is especially important for small businesses. We've seen our reach go up around 3 to 5% whenever we add a location to our story. And what I love about the location is that it doesn't even have to be visible within your story. So what I'll do is I'll add a location and then I'll just simply move it out of the frame. It's still there. It still works. It's just hidden.
I love that. That's a good stories hack. I also make it really small and then hide it in something else in the photo.
Right. Like in a mountain or something.
Exactly. It doesn't mess up your visual, but it still allows it to show up in the explore feed. So it's a little bit brilliant.
Just brilliant.
The next feature we highly recommend using every time is the hashtag. Adding hashtags, again, allow your stories to become more discoverable in the hashtag explore tab on Instagram. And you can either use the hashtag to add the visual aspect of your story, or you can hide it. Again, either way, it's going to help you out.
Yep. I love the hashtag. I get it right off the screen. Just hide it right behind some other element. Another feature that I love ever since they increased the functionality is the ability to tag other accounts. And there's 2 reasons why I love it. Thank you for asking. One is that it allows other brands to see your content and easily share it to their stories. So if you're running a co-marketing campaign with another brand, for example, they can simply add whatever content you tag them into their stories. The other reason I love it is that same exact thing, but on your end. So if other people or brands tag you in their stories, you can easily share that to your account, which is amazing for sharing like real-time user-generated content to your Instagram stories account.
I've seen so many brands do cool things with that where they'll like do share community stories on Thursday or something like that. It's a great way to talk about yourself without actually talking about yourself. But don't worry, that's not all. GIFs are another great way to add some personality to your stories on top of the content that you've already created.
Gosh, I really love the GIFs feature. It's probably my favorite thing right now. I probably overuse GIFs, so maybe don't take it back just a little bit. What we do is when we're creating, you know, stories with GIFs, we'll actually create some stories content knowing that we're going to use a GIF with it. In other words, we'll have some piece of, you know, we'll leave some space in the content to add a GIF, almost like the photo and GIF were meant to be together. There are a ton of fun brands that make creative use of GIFs, and I really do think it helps their content stand out from other types of content.
Agreed. And I think the same thing with the text feature goes here as well. You'd be surprised at how creative you can get with text in stories. Like, for example, you can create a text shadow effect by simply typing the same thing twice and then dropping one of them behind the other slightly off-centered. Then you just color the text that's behind white or gray or black, and then you have yourself a unique shadow effect. Or you can color each letter a different color for a rainbow effect, you know, whichever one you want to do.
Yeah, whatever you're feeling that day. I seriously love when brands do this. And I, you know, there's another thing you can do with text too, is like when you type one letter at a time and then you space them out, you make one bigger than the other and you put them across the photo. You know, I'm thinking like picture the Hollywood sign here. That's what they're essentially doing with text and stories, if that makes sense at all. You can also mix and match cursive font with block fonts and so on to really like give your ads or whatever are the pop that they need to stand out. Really, the possibilities are endless.
Love it. Before you all go, one of the questions that we get asked all the time is, what are your favorite tools for creating stories content? And so we wanted to share a few with you before you go. The first, I hope this is okay that we're sharing our own tool, but we're going to share Buffer Stories Creator because we're really excited about that one. We also love Canva and Adobe Spark for creating beautiful stories too.
Those tools are great, Haley, and they all serve a unique purpose, right? So you can use them all for different types of things. And finally, check out Unfold, a great tool for creating stories that is somewhat under the radar. I think you'll love it. But, you know, with those four tools, you should be more than good to go with creating thumb-stopping stories content.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Science of Social Media today. Stories is such a wonderful platform and a great opportunity for businesses, so we hope that you learned a thing or two. And be sure to check out our new tool, Stories Creator, at buffer.com/stories-creator.
We can't wait to hear what you think about our new tool. Please give it a try. Let us know what you think. As always, if you ever want to get in touch with Haley or myself, we're here for you on social media using the hashtag Buffer Podcast. You can also say hello to us anytime at hello@buffer.com. Until next Monday, everyone.